A Phoenix transgender woman is fighting her conviction on a prostitution-related charge with the help of the ACLU. And as KJZZ's Stina Sieg reports, the activist and former sex worker now has the support of a well-known transgender actress.
Monica Jones says she lost faith in the legal system the night she accepted a ride from a man who turned out to be an undercover cop on a prostitution sweep. He said she exposed her breasts to him, which Jones denies. She believes she was profiled because of being transgender and African American, using what she calls an overly broad Phoenix law. At a news conference Tuesday, she said she's appealing her conviction on behalf of other transgender people.
Some people don't have a voice, and I used to be ashamed of my voice. I used to say, like, oh my God, my voice is too deep. But people listen to my voice, and they remember it. And so I'm using my voice for something good.
And that's brave, says transgender actress Laverne Cox. Cox is best known for her role in the TV show Orange is the New Black. She says she felt like it was her duty to travel to Phoenix to vocally support Jones.
Monica standing up against this law has been such a huge inspiration to me and trans people all over this country. So often our lives are treated as if they don't matter. Monica standing up today says that our lives do matter.
Cox and the ACLU say the Phoenix law under which Jones was convicted is unconstitutional. The official name is manifestation with an intent to commit prostitution, and it includes behavior like flagging down cars and asking if someone's a cop. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, Phoenix.